It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Hey, good morning. You've got the Grillin' Guys. I'm Barbecue Bob. This morning, I'm sitting in the studio here with Michael Gray.
Yes, sir. Getting ready to kick grilling season into high gear with fall and football here.
So today's show, we're going to talk about beer. Surprise, surprise. We've got Brett Vanderkamp coming in from New Holland Brewing. And we're going to check in with the KCBS Great American Barbecue Tour. Talk to Chris and Mike out on the road. They are somewhere out in Wyoming, and we'll get an update on how the big cook-offs are going around the country.
Still a most remarkable way to make a living, traveling around.
Isn't that crazy?
Grilling for a living. It's a good gig if you can get it.
And we're going to talk about Choke It and Smoke It. We've got some good smoking secrets for you. We're going to go through a little charcoal versus gas again, because everybody seems to have a tough time making that choice. We've got Dan Gendler coming down from Sanchez Restaurant. You like eating there, Michael?
Sanchez Restaurant is one of a handful of places in all of West Michigan that I tag the legendary status to. That place is unbelievable. And one of the most widely recognized tapas joints in the entire country.
Is that right?
Yeah, it really is. Those guys are on the map, and it's amazing what they're doing in there.
Yeah, and if you haven't ever been there, truly, I mean, you've got to just walk in, because don't you just get a feeling when you walk in the door, the atmosphere, the smells. I mean, it's amazing with those big grills set up on the sides. Man, I'm just like, I'm stoked when I walk in there.
You're going to want to take your time, work your way through the menu, let their staff walk you through it. Those people know what they're doing. It really is worth the drive into town if you're not here in downtown GR.
We've also got our Man Law segment. We've got some great Michigan music coming up for you. But let's kick this thing off right now with some grilling basics. Let's talk about some gas grill secrets. Any of you out there shopping for a gas grill right now, you want to make sure you head into the store. You want to know the right store and what features to look for. When's the last time you had to buy a grill?
I got a new grill when I moved into my house, so that was about 3 years ago. Now, okay. I don't use gas. I've sworn a blood oath to charcoal. But I was thinking about you a couple of weeks ago. I was at my father-in-law's place, and he's like you. He's got one of everything. He's got an electric smoker, a water smoker, but it's electric. He's got a regular kettle grill for charcoal, and he went out and he bought a gas grill for his deck. And he encountered an issue that I've never seen before. It's got ceramic grill grates, this gas grill does.
Okay.
And they warped. They've warped on them. In less than 10 months, they're bowed. They don't fit in the grill anymore. And just doing simple burgers was a chore because of these grill grates.
Wow, that's a ripoff. You know, that's one of the tricks that some of the big box stores and some of these mass-produced grill manufacturers are using right now. They go to a stamped grill, and they coat it with a light coating of ceramic. Well, the ceramic comes off on, like, the third burger you put on it. And they do.
And what's underneath that?
It's just a little stamped piece of metal to make it look like a grate. And it's not a good deal. If you're out there looking for a grill, make sure that the grates are nice and heavy. I don't care if it's stainless, if it's chromed, but you have to have some nice thick rods under that thing, because the amount of heat you're going to put that thing through over the years is amazing. And, you know, you don't want to have to spend $300 and end up with a $200 repair bill in 2 years. So you might as well go out there and budget yourself at $400 to $600 to $800 or more if you have the ability, but just get a good piece of equipment, because, I mean, let's face it, you're going to feed your family on that thing.
Well, and I was thinking of you when I encountered it. Having never bought a gas grill, I likely never will buy a gas grill. I know they're convenient. I talk to people all the time, say, yeah, I don't have the time to wait around for charcoal. I write that into my program. If I'm grilling, I'm going to take some time, and I'm going to do it right. If I need something quick, I'll use a microwave. But I know a lot of people out there really, really dig their gas grills. I know there are some nice ones. I'd never seen a malfunction like that. I'd never dreamed of a malfunction like that. And it's a new unit. I'm not gonna trash the manufacturer or risk cheesing off my father-in-law any further. But I was amazed, and he was the word I'll use is upset. He was unhappy with the piece of equipment that he got, because he'd never had a gas grill either. He decided to get one for all the reasons that we've talked about on this show. It was going to be more convenient. You know what? When I just want to do something quick, I can go out, turn a valve on, and I'm right as rain. And already not only had the gas grill grates warped, but the igniter had burned out. And that's another issue with gas grills I've never understood, because nobody that I know that has a gas grill has it for more than 6 months before they're using one of those long-handled lighters from the department store to light the thing.
So what, did he buy it at a big box store?
I assume so. Yeah. I don't know where he got it. I didn't ask.
The only redeeming value there is the big box stores generally will just kind of like let you take it back, no questions asked.
Right.
So he ought to be throwing that thing in the back of your utility trailer like today.
If you're just waking up, this is The Grilling Guys. His name's Barbecue Bob. My name's Michael Gray from Bakita and Gray. Heard Monday through Friday here from 6 until 9 on 107.3 WBBL-FM. And help somebody out, because I think that had he known what to go in and ask for, if you're looking for a gas grill for the first time, I mean, I honest to God, I wouldn't know the difference. The only thing I know about gas grills is that they're really shiny. They're giant, they're stainless steel, and they look really fancy. They got giant dial knobs on them. But if I were to go into a store and try to buy a unit, I wouldn't know what features to look for. I mean, the grill grates, as an example, I never would have dreamed that was even possible. I assume a ceramic grill grate is a ceramic grill grate, and here they are all warped. We all know ceramic doesn't warp.
It's an old trick. It looks good in the store, like you said. It, you know, makes your head swoon. You see that big, beautiful thing on your deck, and you get it home, you hook up your tank, and guess what? It cooks like junk.
So give me the top five questions that you need to ask, or things you need to be thinking about when you're doing your research, because a lot of people are going to jump online, and they're going to try to find the model that they want to go buy before they buy it.
Well, typically, I'm kind of a small business fan myself. I've owned several, and you know, I always like dealing with the guy when I can talk to the owner or the manager, and not some 13-year-old kid that's trying to put something together.
But, can I help you with that, sir?
Yeah, that's right. So I tend to stick to the local stores, the specialty shops. There are some great fireplace and grill shops around. I can think of Fireplace and Grill down in Kalamazoo. You've got Three Chimneys down in Clyde Park. You've got Zager's. You've got all kinds of shops around Grand Rapids. Riley's Ace Hardware. I was just in there the other day, and they have an awesome selection of gas grills, mostly Weber, and a great brand. Let's face it, it's still made in America, I think right out of Chicago. Beautiful lineup. You can get a decent grill for $5.99, and I'm talking about a grill that'll last you 10 or 15 years. You can get parts for it. That's the big deal. You know, how long have you sold grills? How long will you sell this brand? Will you have my parts? The problem, again, I don't mean to sound like a broken record, but when you go to these big chains, I mean, they switch brands every season. You know, they buy in usually container lots because it's coming in on a flotilla, and that just spells trouble to me. I'm shipping my bucks overseas. I'm going to deal with really inferior metal. They say it's stainless burner. If you look at the grade of stainless they're using, it's some high,
aluminum content.
Yeah, it really nonsense. Is. It's really a low grade of stainless, if stainless at all. It's going to have stamped grates. The gas valves are going to leak. I mean, huge problem there. So let's talk about checking that grill out at the store. What you want to do, first of all, is feel the heft of the lid. If it doesn't have a decent thickness of metal, and I don't care if it's forged aluminum or if it's stamped steel, if it's stainless. I mean, if we're talking the $400 to $500 price range, which is where the good grills begin, you're not going to just stay away from stainless because you don't need it. What you want is a grill that won't rust. So I'm thinking like a forged aluminum hood is nice. Check out the quality of the thermometer on it, the meat thermometer on it.
The ones that say low, medium on hot, you might as well throw
that's
away.
That's right.
A lot of people don't realize that. My dad made that mistake. He's got a smoker with a thermometer, and it's useless.
Right.
It stays on the D in medium no matter what you're doing.
You'd be safer just putting your tongue on the hood.
Yeah, you literally. I mean, you can start a fire with charcoal in it, or you could put in molten magnesium, and it's always medium.
Yeah. And watch out for the gimmicks. In that price range, you don't need a side burner because you're spending money on something you'll rarely use. I've had side burners, and you know, I always thought they were a great idea, but for the most part, if I'm going to do anything outside, I'm going to get like my turkey fryer out and do up a big vat of fries for a group or some turkey or, you know, any kind of mass cooking fish or whatever I want to do outside. Check out the knobs, okay? Go easy now. So check out those gas valves and just spin them in, feel them. The better gas grills are going to have a nice, solid, kind of a stiff feel to the gas valve. If it's real light and if the spring goes in too fast, that means it's a weak valve and that spring is going to give out right away and you're going to have a leaky valve, which means the next time you go out to cook, you're not going to have any gas. Or it's going to burn your apron up.
Or blast your grill out into a low Earth orbit.
Yeah. So those are a few things to look for. But again, the brands that you might want to take a peek at, and these guys aren't even our sponsors, but maybe if we talk about them enough, that'll be a different story. I do really have a lot of respect for Weber. There's another great company out of the Chicago. It's made in Rockford, I believe. It's called MHP. And they have a really nice line of grills. You can start picking up a decent grill at $299. You can get parts for it. It's one of the biggest brands in the country. And another awesome deal that's rarely spoken about is Broil King. And that is a very old line, cast aluminum hoods. You can get parts for it. And I've talked to people with Broil Kings that, you know, spent $299 on their basic little model and came back and said, wow, it's the nicest grill I ever cooked on. That's amazing. And you won't find that again in the chains. You're going to have to go to your local merchant who actually selects his product by the quality grades instead of just, you know, how many containers he can buy. And
you're a dude. You know this. Be a man. Do it right. Get good equipment. You don't want to end up like my father-in-law, and I'm not making this up at all. He was really, really upset buying what he thought was a decent unit only to find out that it was not.
Coming up on the next segment, we've got some grilling basics. We're going to talk about chicken, steak. We've got some cool gadgets. We want to show you how to do a pizza out on your grill. We're going to turn you on to how to buy these items, so stick around.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.